With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program where we delve into the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of inspiring listening. It's Father's Day on this edition of With Heart and Voice, and we'll be listening to great sacred music portraying divine fatherhood, as well as celebrating the human family and unity. Beautiful music by Schütz, Franck, Tai, Prue, and others. We'll also mark the birthdays of composers Charles Gounod and Hugo Distler. In fact, we'll begin by marking the 110th birthday of German composer Hugo Distler, a devout man who tragically took his own life at the age of 34, unable to reconcile his service to God with that which the German regime required during the Second World War. He left some wonderful choral and organ music, however, including the motet we'll hear on the hymn Praise to the Lord the Almighty. The Atlanta Master Chorale sings under the direction of Eric Nelson. Eric Nelson led the Atlanta Master Chorale in Praise to the Lord the Almighty by Hugo Distler, who was born June 24, 1908, 110 years ago. Robert Bridges' 1876 sonnet, Eternal Father, essentially paraphrases and combines the pastoral ideals of the Lord's Prayer and Psalm 23. In 1913, Sir Charles Villiers Stanford set these words as one of his three English motets, Opus 135. The rich harmonies and constantly building phrases beautifully reflect the warmth and spiritual conviction of the text. We'll hear it sung by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge, directed by Richard Marlowe.
Thank you.
Richard Marlowe directed the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge in C.V. Stanford's motet, Eternal Father. Music of Heinrich Schütz is next, as the gentlemen of Durham Cathedral Choir sing Jubilate Deo in Cordis, directed by James Lancelot. Jubilate Deo in Cordis by Heinrich Schütz was sung by the gentlemen of the Durham Cathedral Choir. James Lancelot conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. César Franck was reportedly a gentle soul and was beloved by his students, who dubbed him Pater Seraphicus, Angelic Father. We'll hear his lovely cantabile for organ performed by David Enlow on the organ at the Church of St. Mary the Virgin in New York.
Thank you.
Music of César Franck, known to his students as Pater Seraphicus. Cantabile was performed by David Enlow at the Church of St. Mary the Virgin in New York. The Swedish hymn, Children of the Heavenly Father, is set to a Swedish folk tune in our next selection, arranged by Robert Schultz. Anton Armstrong leads the St. Olaf Choir. Children of the Heavenly Father, as arranged by Robert Schultz, was performed by the St. Olaf Choir, Anton Armstrong conducting. Christopher Tye was one of the Tudor composers caught in the back and forth between Roman Catholicism and the newly formed Church of England. All of his English church music dates from the reign of Edward VI, including the short prayer, To Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It follows Cranmer's preference for clarity of textual expression with essentially one note per syllable, rather than extended polyphony. Bill Ives leads the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford.
Thank you.
To Father, Son, and Holy Ghost by Christopher Tye. The choir of Magdalen College, Oxford was directed by Bill Ives. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The unity of humanity is perhaps nowhere more beautifully and succinctly stated than in Psalm 133. Richard Prue has said it in both Latin and English in his anthem titled Psalm 133. The Latin portions are sung in a chant supported by shimmering harmonies, while the English portions are more straightforward, each concluding with a refrain, Ecce quam bonum. Madrigalia sings under the direction of Roger Wilhelm. I'm playing the organ in this recording.
Thank you.
Psalm 133 by Richard Prue was performed by Madrigalia, directed by Roger Wilhelm. John Greenleaf Whittier's hymn, O Brother Man, has fallen somewhat into obscurity in recent years, partly due to the perceived sexist tone of the opening line. But the plea to the entire human family embodied in the text is more universal than that, and Harold Dark composed a beautiful setting which we'll hear sung by the choir of Trinity Church, Boston. Brian Jones directs. Brian Jones led the choir of Trinity Church, Boston in O Brother Man by Harold Dark. This year marks the 200th birthday of French composer Charles Gounod, who was born June 17, 1818. His solo, Repentir, is among his best-loved vocal works and is often known by its more common title, O Divine Redeemer. Legendary soprano Jessie Norman sings in a recording from a live performance at the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. She's joined by the orchestra of the Lyon Opera, conducted by Lawrence Foster. O Divine Redeemer, or Repentir, was composed by Charles Gounod, whose 200th birthday we celebrate today. Jesse Norman sang, accompanied by the Opera Orchestra of Lyon. Lawrence Foster conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another of John Greenleaf Whittier's texts has been a beloved hymn for generations, though it too has been neglected from time to time as a result of sensitivity to gender inclusion. The language, though, is of its time, and the thoughts conveyed are important regardless. Dear Lord and Father of Mankind is set to the tune Repton by Sir Charles Perry. This recording is taken from a live performance at the 2004 convention of the Oregon Historical Society in Buffalo. Ken Cowan leads the enthusiastic audience playing the Hook and Hastings organ at St. Joseph's Cathedral. Dear Lord and Father of Mankind, as led from the organ by Ken Cowan at the 2004 National Convention of the Organ Historical Society in Buffalo, New York. The six organ symphonies of Louis Vierne broke new ground in organ composition, gradually moving from suites of pieces, much like Vidor, to embracing cyclic compositional techniques with transformation of just a few themes from movement to movement. We can see this process beginning in the Second Symphony. From that piece, we'll listen to the second movement, Chorale, performed by Martin Jean at Woolsey Hall on the campus of Yale University. Martin Jean played the chorale from the Second Symphony of Louis Vierne at Wolsey Hall on the campus of Yale University. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate Father's Day. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.